They're not that into the outfit.
Yeah.
That's why I can't see them. I might add to the list.
So, all if you want, just chill in the background there. We're gonna, I'm gonna bring everyone else up to speed here.
Pass the microphone to the table so that he can talk again. They can only hear limited.
Oh shoot, man! I'm too high to talk, man. I'm too high. Man. Okay, I'm gonna be posting something soon for you guys to read. This is updated, right? Is everyone
okay,
here?
We're reposting the design guide here.
Okay. Chris, do you want to go ahead and call Mike now? I'll G-chat his number to you.
Okay. A second. I'll pull everything up here. So many windows. I wonder if that's why they called it. To that sound, by the way. I just broke out in hives, and I don't think I'll be able to speak for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, hold on.
He's going to be calling? Okay, coming in. Good. Okay. What's West saying?
West is a developer for the game one.
But that's a separate company or what? Can't be.
He's NDA'd apparently.
Okay.
That's all I really care about.
Yeah, well, he's saying he's NDA'd. Yeah, I have someone holding the records. No, he's a self fire.
All quiet on the Western Front.
Guards, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll give him a call back in a little bit. Let's go over these steps. Okay, step one, the sales agent is in communication with the customer. They're gathering information about what they want. The various pieces of information that we've outlined that we needed from the customer directly are their contact information. This isn't so much for the site, although they may want it on the site. I think most people won't specifically want it on their site because that limits them to locality as opposed to international type clients. But we'll definitely need that for the back end at least. So that's contact information. We need the domain name that they want, which hopefully sales has looked at to make sure is available, that type of thing. Need the number of menus. Need the order of the menus and their names. Need color scheme the customer likes for their website type thing, or colors that the customer likes for their website. If they don't know, we can go with the template that it already has, but these are more like changes to the colors that are in the demo or URL that they sent us, that type of thing. font, I figure is something we're mainly going to handle because they're not going to know their various fonts and stuff. So we'll just pick something that looks good for the most part. And we need their email address. And this is the stuff for phase two, or for step two, which is relatively easy info to get. I think it's basically a Q&A type thing. What's your contact information? Oh, okay, I'll write it here. Stage three, it gets a little bit more complicated. That's when we need the content text that they're going to put in, what pages they want that content put in, any pictures that they want to put in. I'm thinking more for the gallery. For the pictures that would be on like the background type thing, I'm thinking that would be more step two. But for gallery, anything like that, then that's when the pictures for stage three would come in. And then stage four, yeah, they're a $20 a month customer. We remove their watermarks. Monthly support.
Now we just have to tweak with prices, but that's you guys. You're going to find... So yeah, basically the only thing really from here would be tweaking prices, which see which ones are better. So that's pretty much us giving that to you there, Scott and Dan. If you, you know, guys want to just check it out, sales, you know, see if maybe we can bring it back Wednesday and see if we can't implement it soon. And also, those the asterisks should definitely be included into the questionnaire for the customer. The ones that are unasterisked, we can find out for ourselves. And we'll try and incorporate some of Alex's information there as well. Justin? Justin, basically, if there's also questions that you want to add in here, I know you were... stating that, you know, flesh this part out of the development cycle to minimize as much client, you know, roundabout as possible. So if you want to add any questions or any information that you think would be pertinent to get from them, now's the time to kind of include it. Yeah? Awesome. You can't hear me, Ken.
Too many windows. I'm lost.
Sorry. Awesome that you have a lot here. Okay, so this is more again, Scott, Dan, you know, showing off the demo site. No, you can check that out. Okay, so for ESL.
They have to be divvied up, by the way.
Yeah. We're going to go and give you the actual site in a bit, too. So that way, just there we can work around it.
That is the actual site, I told you.
Yeah, no, sorry, but you said you were Lore Ipsum for tomorrow or whatever?
For tomorrow, yeah.
So tomorrow it's going to be Lore Ipsum, but what you can see right now is the live site untouched. Did you update the ticket as well for that?
Oh, looks like we lost that ad there. Did you want to give him a ring?
That's what you meant. Television.
Okay, yep, on it. What was the next thing after for development? To go over the development process.
Different sites, the ordering site, too.
Another thing to touch on in development is the ordering site for our back end. So we more or less figure out our categories. So we've got the kind of the progression now. It's just to kind of design the look. I was thinking... keep it simple would be to like go with kind of the Dell layout as been suggested, and maybe just, you know, we're gonna kind of go with the general layout and put in the website me.me kind of graphic scheme. So Justin, do you have the background already for the from the Flash template? Should, yeah, let's develop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if sales should be on that.
Yep.
I hope everyone signed their NDA. Not going to talk about Twan then. So, you know if everything's good? Checking, all right?